Good morning. I'm State Representative Mike Carey from Lewiston. Thanks for tuning in. If you think special interests and big corporations should have less influence in Maine elections, you'll want to hear this. Earlier this week, Maine's clean election system came under fire in Augusta. The clean elections program was passed by voters over a decade ago to ensure that regular Maine people would have a chance to serve their neighbors. Thanks to clean elections, the legislature is populated with farmers and teachers, mill workers and loggers, retirees and small business people, not professional politicians. You don't need to have personal wealth or special interest connections to serve Maine people. You need to work hard, knock on doors, and earn your neighbor's vote. Republicans, Democrats, and Independents have done just that. In fact, 8 out of 10 current lawmakers, regardless of party, use clean elections to fund their campaigns. But now this system is threatened. Despite the fact that clean elections was mandated by the voters and retained strong bipartisan support, some lawmakers in Augusta are ready to pull the rug out from under the program. Some even want to eliminate the program entirely. Lawmakers must revise the system due to a Supreme Court ruling that struck down part of the law that allowed publicly financed candidates to receive additional funds if other people spent money against them. The court has ruled. Now, to keep clean elections viable, Maine lawmakers must act. If we don't, fewer candidates will be able to compete effectively using clean elections. And fewer clean elections candidates means outside special interests have more influence in Maine politics. This week, a panel of state lawmakers met to discuss how to fix the clean election system. Democratic lawmakers backed a nonpartisan plan from the Maine Ethics Commission to preserve the program that keeps special interests out of Maine elections. On the other hand, Republicans turned away from making the necessary adjustments to keep our system viable and clean. The Ethics Commission plan would give qualified candidates a base amount and provide an option for them to gain more funding to be competitive. The Ethics Commission puts the responsibility on the candidate to earn more funds by working harder to collect checks that would go back to support clean elections. More importantly, the plan adds no cost to the state budget. In contrast, Republicans on the panel offered a plan that would raid $1 million from the Clean Elections Program, but refused to make the changes to keep the program viable. The do-nothing approach begins to close the door on a system mandated by the voters to keep politicians focused on them, constituents, not special interests. Clean elections has limited the influence of out-of-state corporations and special interests on Maine lawmakers. As a result, the Maine legislature has been able to find bipartisan compromise on most issues, avoiding much of the bitter partisan gridlock we see in Washington, where special interests hold much greater sway. If we do nothing to fix the system, Maine people will lose. Please call your representatives and tell them, doing nothing is not an option. Maine people must come before special interests. Thank you for listening. I'm State Representative Mike Carey of Lewiston.